Go.
There we go.
You ready?
Good morning. I'm Leslie Liljenberg, ex officio member of the Board of Directors Finance and Audit Committee. Today is June 26, 2026, and the time is 9 a.m. I now call to order this meeting of the Finance and Audit Committee. This meeting is being held in person at Surplus Lines Stamping Office of Texas, 1601 East Pflugerville Parkway, Suite 3301, Pflugerville, Texas, 78660. Committee members are notified of this meeting on May 28, 2026. The Deputy Commissioner of the Financial Regulation Division of the Texas Department of Insurance or the Deputy Commissioner's Delegate were notified of this meeting June 16, 2026, in accordance with Section 2C2 of the SLTX Plan of Operation. Notice of this meeting was published in the Texas Register on June 18, 2026, in accordance with the Chapter 551 of the Texas Government Code. The conference call-in number was provided to members of the public in the public meeting notice. Committee members are present via Teams, and a quorum of two or more committee members is present. Am I calling roll right there on that, guys? So, can you just announce, we have Jeff Klein present.
Present.
And Leah Bennett.
Present.
And then Kyle Rogers.
Rogers, yes.
Okay. And.
But I'm just a guest.
Or whenever we do the minutes, just note that Nick Lawrence was unable to attend.
Okay, perfect. Are there any other board members attending? We've got everybody, right?
Correct.
Also attending are Executive Director Greg Brandon, Director of Finance Ronnie Ford, and General Counsel Jeff McWirt, and General Counsel Michael Norred. And then we need to call this. This is worded a little bit differently. We need to call the roll for stamping office. Are you going to do that?
Wanda Stone, Director of IT.
Denise Mesquita, Director of HR.
Toby Pick, Director of Policy Intake and Analysis.
Marissa Gomez, Administrative Assistant.
And via Teams for SLTX team members, Rodolfo Camarena and Yuba Dahal.
Thank you. Are any representatives of the Texas Department of Insurance or the Comptroller of Public Accounts present or attending by telephone?
David Dodge, EI, the Office of Financial Counsel.
Okay. Anybody else online, right?
Correct.
Is a TSLA liaison attending in person or by telephone? All board members, stamping office employees, board liaisons, and state agency representatives should identify themselves when they speak. Please mute your phones or microphones when you are not speaking. We have some procedural announcements before we get to the agenda. We will not have public comments for this meeting. Representatives of state agencies and members of the public are welcome to listen to or record this committee meeting, but please refrain from asking questions of committee members during the meeting or interjecting comments during the committee's discussions. Members of the public or media, please place your phone on mute. State agency personnel may be asked questions about their agency's policies if those questions relate to an agenda item. Antitrust activity or discussion are prohibited at all stamping office functions. This prohibition includes the exchange of information concerning individual company rates, coverages, market practices, claim settlement practices, expenses, or any other competitive aspect of an individual company's operation. So we have agenda item number two, a discussion and appropriate approval of March 26, 2026 F&A committee meeting minutes. Everyone was provided a copy of the March 26, 2026 F&A committee meeting minutes. Are there any revisions or corrections to the minutes? Is there any further discussion? There being no further discussion, do we have a motion to approve the March 26, 2026 minutes?
Jeff Klein will move. Sorry.
We have a first. May I have a second?
I'll second it. Leah Bennett.
Any further discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Sounds kind of Australian. All opposed, say no. Motion passes. Agenda item number 3, discussion and appropriate action. 2026 year-to-date financial review and 2026 pension funding and discussion and appropriate action financial review. At this time, I will open the floor to Ms. Ronnie Ford, Director of Finance, to lead the discussion regarding the 2026 year-to-date financial review.
Morning, everyone.
Morning.
Morning.
I'm going to begin to go over the May 2026 financial statement for the stamping fees revenues. We had $110,623, which is 15% under budget for May, and $234,953, which is 7% under budget year to date. Investment income was $12,756, or 10% under budget for May, and $27,142 under budget, 4%, which is year to date due to the lower ROI than expected. So we had lower return on investment than expected because of the economy going up and down. Operating expense is $935,365, which is 64% under budget for May, and $932,591, which is 22% under budget year to date. Salaries, which is $931,778, which is 72% under budget for May, and $857,305 year to date, which is the annual pension plan was funded. But we budgeted in May for $869,243, and I'm going to mention that number later today. Professional service, which is $4,705, which is 7% under budget for the month, and $12,845, which is 7% year to date, due to the January payment of Lemon Light. Originally budgeted is spent out over the entire year, so that's why it's over budgeted. Conference and education is $170, which is 8% under the budget for May, and $14,064, which is 40% under budget for due to the timing differences of budgeted conference versus actual. And the same thing as travel and entertainment, $4,204, which is 100% under budget for the month, and $28,421, 66% under for year to date. Occupation and operation is $42, which is pretty much nothing under budgeted for May, and $32,928, which is 7% under budget for year to date. General and administrative expenses, $12,847, 12% over budget for May, and $7,915, 1% over year to date. And in contingency funds not used, resulting in savings of $19,427 for the month, and year to date is $20,644 year to date. And then the last thing, operating expenses for May was under budget, $229,606 year to date. The organization recorded an operating income of $562,546, which is more than the budgeted loss of $107,950. The budget loss for May alone was $582,954. Are there any questions on this?
Ronnie, this is Jeff Klein.
Yes.
What do you attribute the operating income swing to in particular?
The operating income swing is mainly due to we have not spent some for what we budgeted for on some of the computer equipment and stuff, so that's why it's
okay. Thank you.
Is there any further discussion or any questions on this item? Ms. Ford, do you have a recommendation regarding the 2026 year-to-date financial review? No. Okay. Thank you, Ms. Ford. And now we will have a discussion on the pension funding. I'm sorry.
We have one more. Reserve balance.
Okay. Sorry about that. Go ahead.
So the reserve balance, beginning balance for January of 2025 was $32.8 million. May's year-to-date net income is $326,466, resulted in a fund balance on May the 31st of 33 $33.1 million, which is $16.9 million over current maximum. The projected year-end maximum fund balance is $34.1 million, still $17.9 million above the limit. Currently, $1.7 million over projected maximum fund balance. Is there any questions on the reserve balance?
Ms. Ford, do you have a recommendation regarding the 2026? And we're talking about the reserve balance at this time. Thank you very much. Now we're going to have a discussion on the 2026 pension funding. And Ms. Ford, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, for the 2026 pension funding, we had our actuaries perform the analysis on that, and they were able to tell us May's 2026 budget, which we budgeted last year, we budgeted exactly what we spent was $869,242. When the actuarial came back to us for our 2026 pension, the IRS maximum, they told us the IRS maximum, since we actually paid the maximum for the year, we didn't have, the IRS shows that we don't really need to pay, it's zero. But the actuarial recommended a contribution range in $722,000 was the minimum, and the maximum is $895,889 was the maximum amount, they said. We also asked them just to how much would be for if we paid off the pension, and the paying off the pension for the life is $7 million. Is there any questions on the pension?
Okay. There's no further discussion. Ms. Ford, do you have a recommendation regarding the 2026 pension funding at this time?
I recommend this committee make a recommendation to the board to approve the 2026 pension payment for the maximum amount of the $895,889.
Thank you, Ms. Ford. Is there a motion that this committee make a recommendation to the full board for approval of the 2026 pension payment for the maximum amount of $895,889? Do I have a motion?
I make a motion.
Thank you.
That we approve the maximum payment.
Leah, thank you, Leah. Is there a second?
Jeff, we'll second.
Okay. Is there any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it and the motion passes. We are at adjournment. Having no other business on today's agenda, I'll move to adjourn. Do I have a second?
Second.
Meeting is adjourned at 9:13 a.m.
We'll see you in less than an hour.
Thank you, guys. We'll see you at 10 o'clock.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beat your heart.
I guess. Did I beat my time?
It's 19 minutes left.